There's a moment when we're making love that's so important. It's a moment of desire and anticipation, and also a moment of trust. Can you guess what it is, my darling? It's the moment that happens when, as you sense my desire building, and you hear my breath quickening, my eyes closing, and you're watching me so closely as I prepare to abandon myself to you, to feel the full scope and intensity, the sensuality of pleasure. That's the moment I'm talking about. The moment when you assert yourself, when your desire to see me open to you takes you over completely, and you move my legs apart. That's such a sweet act. I feel your hands on my thighs, gently, yet firmly pushing them wide open, so that I'm completely exposed, unlocked, just for you. That's such a beautiful moment. The moment when I lose all inhibitions and I throw off all pretense of restraint, offering myself deliciously unprotected, undefended, unguarded, and my legs and my emotions are wide open to you to do with them what you will, so that my body becomes your plaything, the instrument that you caress, stroke and play so tenderly. That's a crucial moment. A moment of invitation, because at that precise but second, there's an agreement our bodies have made. We don't need to say a word. I don't need to tell you what I want, because you sense with all those wonderful, erotic, loving instincts you have that I'm ready. Ready to expose not only my lips, my wetness, and my clitoris, but also my deeper self, just to you. My most unguarded desires, they're all revealed to you. I suppose that moment for me is really one of submission, where I give myself completely to you, knowing that I have total trust in how you'll touch me. It's funny how, when I feel your hands on my thighs, moving me, pressuring me to open my legs wide, just for you, I know that at that moment, all you want to do is please me. So even as you position your own legs between mine, to make sure I stay wide apart, open and exposed for you, it never feels like an exercise of male power, ever an attempt by you to assert your control over me. No, it's actually a kind of consensual dominance. One where your spreading of my legs is really our way of saying that I want you to take me, use me, do anything you like to me, because that's what I need. That's what I'm begging you for. And while I know that pushing my legs apart like that is very arousing for you, and I know that it turns you on to see the contours of my labia, my soft folds of skin covered in wetness, the ridges and valleys of my lips and my pussy, moist and soft for you. While all that is intoxicating for you, behind it is love, your love for me. I know that in your own mind, the most loving thing you can do for me is take me to a place of joyful, erotic helplessness, where my whole being is waiting, anticipating, completely dependent on you, on how your fingers or your tongue, and then later the head of your penis, will caress me, run over my lips, gently prise me open, and make me voice those small whimpers. Those little sobs of complete and utter pleasure. The sweet sounds of total abandonment. Because you've brought me to the brink of delight, to the point of satiated carnal release. When you open my legs, when you force me wide, when you take control, it's so delicious. I feel my pussy twitching. She gets so wet. I moisten myself completely, that my own scent drifts up to my nostrils. You do love to inhale me, don't you, my love? To smell the sweet aroma of my arousal. Go on, my love. Breathe me in. Do I smell nice? Does my pussy please you? She's aching. Fuck. She's begging. Will you kiss her? Please, my darling. Let your sweet tongue linger. Right on my clitoris. Please. I need to feel your kiss. Oh God. Yes. Lick me. Fuck. That's so nice. So beautiful. It feels so fucking good. Slip a finger into me. Please. Oh fuck. Oh, that's so good. I'm so wet. Oh God. Just slide in and out of me. So beautifully. Put another finger or thumb in. Feel so receptive to you today. Oh. You spread me so good. Put the head of your penis in me. I need a nice stiff cock. I need to be filled by you. Yeah. Let me smooth my juice over you. Oh my love, look at the tip of your cock. It's shining, covered in my thickness. Glistening with all my sticky wetness. Does that feel good, babe? Yeah? Oh. Listen to you moan. I really want to come. Don't you? split my gun open. Let me join me. Go on. Do it. Force my pussy lips apart. Will you do that for me? Will you penetrate me? Oh. Oh, fuck. Feels nice. Fuck. You're just filling me up. Would you like to come in me? I'd really like that. Let me touch your balls. Oh, they're really full today. Really tight. Let your hot sticky seed ooze out of that tub. Here, I'll squeeze on your shaft with my vaginal muscles while I tickle your balls. Can you feel me clenching you? I've gotten all of it. I need to move on you to thrust. Up and down, my fucking dick. Oh god. Oh, you're so hard. Please, baby, come for me. Empty yourself on me. I want it all. Are you coming? That's a good boy. Such a good boy. That's it. Let it all out. Go on. Make as much noise as you like. I want to hear you moan. Let me know how good it feels to you. That was nice, wasn't it? Smear, come on me. I want to use it as lube. Need to bring myself off. Is that okay? Stay inside. I want to feel your fullness at me. Oh, fuck. My club feels so big all of a sudden. Oh, she's so ready. Oh, you're crying hard again inside me. Oh. That feels good. Yes. You can move it on me. Please fuck me. Go deeper. Oh. My god. My fingers feel so good. Oh. I'm gonna come. Oh shit. That was lovely. It's funny. Just talking about how my open legs arouses me at a really deep level. Such an intimate moment of connection between us. And you always know how to time it beautifully. Thank you, my darling, for letting me come.